Once again, W. Lee Pappy O'Daniel defied the experts and vexed the Texas political establishment when he was reelected as governor. After another over-the-top spectacle of an inauguration, it was back to business for O'Daniel and back to battling the newspapers and the legislature and not getting much done. Bill Crawford, the author of Please Pass the Biscuits, Pappy, said O'Daniel's radio listeners didn't seem to mind.
He was very affected at blaming the politicians, blaming the media, blaming others for the fact that he never did anything. One listener who said, he's a good man. It's not his fault he didn't do anything.
Meanwhile, the state's debt had ballooned to $25 million, and the federal government was threatening to withhold Social Security payments unless Texas shored up its contributions. 4 months into his second term, things started to look bleak for Pappy. But then there was a twist of fate. In April 1941, U.S. Senator Morris Shepherd suddenly died of a brain aneurysm, and it was O'Daniel's job to appoint his temporary replacement.
So Pappy by that time said, it might be cool to be a senator. He didn't want to appoint someone who could run in the special election as an incumbent. So who did he choose? A gentleman called General Andrew Jackson Houston. He was 87 years old, who was the only surviving son of General Sam Houston.
The selection was a cynical farce. The frail Houston was sworn in on June 2nd, and he was dead on June 26th. Texas historian Chuck Bailey said that left a door open for O'Daniel.
He knew Andrew Jackson Houston wouldn't last very long. That way he didn't seem too grasping at the beginning.
Now there was a special election for the open Senate seat. O'Daniel announced that he was running, as did 25 other candidates, including an ambitious congressman from Johnson City, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
This is the beginning of Lyndon's campaign for the Senate in the spring of 1941. He's arriving in Austin.
Johnson's wife and future First Lady Lady Bird captured some of it on home movies that she later narrated.
Here is another opponent, W. Lee O'Daniel, who flashed like a comet across the Texas political scene. Pappy O'Daniel, pass the biscuit, Pappy.
Johnson's strategy was to out Pappy Pappy with his own spectacular show. Johnson put on a 2-hour-long musical extravaganza that ended with him giving away money to the crowd. O'Daniel got new uniforms for his band, and they hit the road. Lou Mallory is the chair of the Wood County Historical Commission, and she remembers as a child going to Pappy O'Daniel political rallies in East Texas.
I can remember that it was quite exciting, and everyone wanted to go. And of course, I was just a child, but it was always fun because there was always a crowd there, and the music you liked, and everyone wanted to hear the hillbilly music.
One person paying special attention to this race was President Franklin Roosevelt. An internal White House memo warned that if O'Daniel won the Senate seat, it would be a disaster for the New Deal. FDR didn't endorse Johnson, but went as far as he could go, telling the press Lyndon was a very old and close friend.
Lyndon Baines Johnson was the New Deal guy in Texas, but Pappy ran against the New Deal. He hated the New Deal.
O'Daniel went back to his old playbook. He told his listeners that his platform was, quote, 100% approval of the Lord God Jehovah, widows, orphans, low taxes, the Ten Commandments, and the Golden Rule. The day after the polls closed on June 28th, with 96% of the vote counted, Johnson led O'Daniel by little more than 5,000 votes. The Texas Election Board and the newspapers declared Johnson the winner. However, Pappy still had some biscuits in the oven, and some suspicious late ballot boxes from East Texas showed up that turned the tide for the flower salesman. On July 1st, O'Daniel had overtaken the lead with 1,095 votes.
Pappy O'Daniel won. Some indication at the time that he stole a lot of votes in East Texas. It's that the famous story that Lyndon said he'd never be outstolen again.
It's been said that the liquor and horse racing lobby, along with the Texas establishment, conspired to deliver the needed votes for O'Daniel, not because they supported him, because he was doing so much damage to their interest that they wanted him out of Texas. So they sent him to the U.S. Senate, where he became the most disliked person in Washington, D.C. That story tomorrow. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Martin Davies.